Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. Today we are in chapter 22 of Counting Up to Christmas, 24 Gifts from the Gospel of Luke, and we will receive the gift of communion. If you haven't yet, read Luke 22 and come contemplate this verse with me. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Luke 22:19, ESV. Are there any traditions you're still thinking about squeezing in this year? We enjoy Sprinkles, the jingle jolly elf who loves Jesus for years, but sadly, she's retired. Thankfully, we have a new Christmas buddy who took her place. Hania, the Christmas camel from Bethlehem. She bursts on the scene December 1st, or maybe a little later, to help us open scripture gifts from Luke, teach us a little Hebrew, and suggest a family activity to enhance our focus on Christ as we count up to Christmas. We enjoy her immensely. We find another wonderful tradition to enhance our Christmas celebrations as we open our gift for today, communion. With just a few days until we celebrate Christ's birth, a remembrance of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross may be what we need to truly celebrate our Savior. Let's set the scene in the upper room where this event took place. According to the accounts in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22, Jesus' Last Supper occurred at the beginning of the Festival of Unleavened Bread. The Jewish people began festivals the preceding night, which is when the Passover feast occurred. The Haggadah, today's procedure for the Passover meal, developed over time after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Jewish people, forced from their homeland, then had a significant way to remember this appointed festival. In Jesus's time, it is not certain how much of this tradition existed. However, Moses offered God's instruction for this festival to the Israelites in Exodus 13:3 through 10, as their flight from Egypt began. God repeated this instruction to remember this event with unleavened foods multiple times across the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Jesus and his disciples clearly followed the instruction to remember the Passover. Festival of Unleavened Bread required 7 days of eating no yeast to help participants remember the haste in food preparation required to flee from Egypt. Lack of yeast historically signified the absence of sin, which made this particular bread a perfect representation of Jesus. With foreshadowing heartbreak, Jesus broke the bread and announced its representation of his body, broken for us. He follows with the cup, representing his soon-to-be shed blood. The next day, the sacrifice of the Passover lamb would take place in the temple. The first time this event happened, the enslaved Israelites used the blood of the lamb to paint their doorposts so the angel of death would pass over their homes and not kill their firstborn. Each subsequent year, this sacrifice and remembrance was repeated. The new covenant meant Jesus would be the final sacrifice needed to cover sins. In fact, the following day would witness the sacrifice of the lamb. And the, capital L, lamb. Jesus not only fulfilled the final sacrifice, he left a new remembrance for the church that would come. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11:17-34, corrected wrong practices regarding communion. He repeated the instruction from the gospel accounts in verses 23-26. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Paul also pointed out the need for self-examination. Judgment rests on those who abuse this holy commemoration. Let's do as Jesus commands and, with fellow believers, embrace gratitude while we remember his sacrifice through communion. Without it, we have no real reason to celebrate Christmas. Here's our prayer for today. Lord, thank you for the gift of communion. We are so grateful that you sent your Son so that we could be in relationship with you. We praise you for this sign of remembrance, which helps unify your church. We proclaim the name of your precious Son. Amen. I recommend listening to the worship song, Silent Night. And as you do, consider the hours of darkness. Painful prayer, betrayal, arrest, beating, and the cross awaited Jesus the very next day. Imagine the walk, perhaps in the silence, to the Garden of Gethsemane that evening. And with this in mind, consider the parallels to the silent night we will celebrate in 3 days. So here's your Christmas quietude prompt. Consider the new covenant and everything Jesus did to make it come to pass. And if you would like, perhaps this could be a time of confession. And if you're able to, sometime today, participate in communion with a fellow believer. And in the meantime, enjoy your time of quietude with Jesus.